on day two here on the CCAA volleyball kickoff at Dominican University of California. This fourth game will be played by the Otters out of Cal State University, Monterey Bay, and the Hawks from Holy Names University. Yours truly, Stuart Horn, alongside Xavier. Xavier's back. Xavier Mendoza is back. And Mia Sirocco, she's alongside. And we have the starting lineups for you at this time. Day two, folks. Dominican in the nightcap against Stanislaus. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. Just two games left. We've got eight behind us. Two to go.
What a journey.
For Monterey Bay, occupying the northern end of the Conlin Center, off to our right, Allie Fulbright gets the start. The 5'9 junior from Huntington Beach, that's the setter for Monterey Bay. The captain is Jenna Tobin. She's a 5'11 senior out of Modesto. And an outside hitter, Abby Knapp, the other outside, a 6'2 junior out of Atwater. I wonder if Knapp will be the captain next year. You never know. Kaylee Hahnberger out of Rockland. She's a 5'10 junior. She's also a big hitter. Michaela Nolte, a 6'4 freshman out of Long Beach. And Lauren Reeves, a 5'10 junior from Atascadero. Reeves, Nolte, Hahnberger, Knapp, Tobin, Fulbright for head coach Courtney Matarazzi. Monterey Bay put a hurting on the good old Penguins. You know, in the wild, Penguins and Otters are, I think, natural enemies. I'm not positive. They certainly are here.
Oh, you know, I usually don't see them in the same place.
That's what I'm saying. They may be the same thing.
That makes a lot of sense.
The Hawks, Yasmin Yun, a 5'4 junior out of San Francisco. She gets a start. She's an opposite Camille Rivers, a 5'2 sophomore out of Vacaville. The captain is Lauren Serra, a 5'8 sophomore from San Francisco, went to Sacred Heart Cathedral. Sierra Allen, a 5'11 grad student out of Vacaville. Sapuni Mavega, a 6 foot Mavega, under head coach Mike Shout, who you're going to make a good mother one day. Yeah, see, it's running on the clock there. She's the head of our social media department. Oh, no, recycling department here at Penguin Radio. I screwed that up. All right, everybody. Adam will be alongside pretty soon. Names with the side out. Barham with the first serve of the night and a good dig at the feet of Sam Chavez and a kill, Tobin. And we've heard that a lot over the last 2 days. Tobin with the kill. And it's 1-0. The captain, Jenna Tobin, she'll serve first for Monterey Bay. And the runner to the back row. Hawks have not won a match in this CCAA kickoff, nor have the Penguins. But they won't meet in this tournament because both teams play in the PacWest Conference. So while they're non-conference games, the Penguins are still trying to win. There's the lefty, Knapp. Knapp gets her hands on it. This is a great rally. It's 1-0 Otters and a whistle. And ultimately, Monterey Bay wins it. And I don't know, somebody must have hit the net, although it's not shaking.
Nope, I don't see it shaking at all.
I didn't see a violation. Mm-hmm. Everything looked clean to me, but we're just far enough from the court. We missed some stuff. Tobin, the captain, with the serve. 2-0, Monterey Bay, dink. Saved by Chavez. And Knapp again. Ooh. Knapp just smoked it, but somehow the defense was there. Now the set, middle of the court to Nolte. She pounds it, but HNU's defense is too tough. Big save by Cassidy Simon, the libero player for HNU, and softed across. It's wide. Knapp missed it. And the point First point of the night for the Hawks, 2-1 Otters.
The Otters do seem relentless with their offense. That front row is unbelievably tall. Could be overwhelming.
And talented. That's a combo that's tough to overcome.
It's a deadly combination.
Fanny Chow, 5'3" senior from San Francisco with a perfect serve to the back row. And a perfect kill by Hahnberger. I wonder if Hahnberger's shoulder is sore. She's had so many kills the last couple of days. She's so good. The Otters are really pretty spectacularly good. That's the second kill for Hahnberger already. Chow goes for the kill, but is deep. Check it. That was Laura and Sarah. Pardon me, the captain.
Yesterday we saw a lot of the kill shots for Holy Names go long. Kind of a trend with Holy Names, Hawks.
Well, it's sure there's no getting past the idea that a little height is a real luxury in volleyball, right?
Yeah. That'll change the way you hit and go for your kill shot.
That's right. That's absolutely right. If you're 5'5", it's an entirely different game than it is if you're 6'2". And a lot of these ladies on the Otter side are 6'2". 4'2", Monterey Bay. Oh, boy, what a sweet set to Hahnberger. HNU is there to save it. The block back is out of bounds for three. As the Otters' defense couldn't straighten it out.
Mm-mm.
Jasmine Yoon with a nice serve and a poor leave at the net, and the game is tied. Yoon with a bullet, and somehow the Otters could not field it cleanly.
The Hawks always have a way of holding on in these games.
Yoon again, there's a good leave at the net. Smashed by Knapp, picked up by the defense of the Hawks. Oh boy. Lily Tui, let me get this right, Tui Villala just smashed it across. Subsequent play, the winner by Lauren Serra.
It looks like there's been some adjustments for the Hawks. They've been able to almost overpower the height on the Otters team.
5-4, Holy Names. Oh, what a perfect serve. Hahnberger with the bump. And then the smash, dinked across, saved by Ma Vega. And another winner for Holy Names. The joust at the net. Names wins 6-4.
After an amazing block from the Hawks, seemed like the Otters tried to capitalize on that, just dink it over while they were celebrating, but just missed on the opportunity.
It was 4-1, the Hawks on a 6-0 run. Back set softly to Knapp. Ooh, it's almost out of play, and somehow the Hawks field it cleanly and get it back in there. There's Hahnberger again, cross court, two touch on the part of Holy Names.
That was a great dig from Tobin to keep them in this game going into this point.
6-5, Names. Well, that was a good 6-0 run Names just went on, but let's see if the Otters can answer. Sophia Torres, a 5'8 senior out of Temecula. Torres bumps it. Hahnberger smashes it. Tipped out of bounds on the deflection, 6-6. Yeah, pretty good game so far. Wow. Mm-hmm. Set number one, everybody. Game number, what is this? This is game number 8 in the tournament. Number 9 in the tournament. In an 11-match tournament. Got that right? No, this is 10. This is game 10 of 11.
Wow.
No.
It is game 10 because we had one on Thursday.
That's right. It started Thursday night. 7-6 Hawks. Dominican against Stanislaus scheduled for 8 p.m. to start. And a service error runs a little long from Fanny Chow. 7-up. Are you thirsty?
I'm okay.
Okay, because 7-up, you know.
Oh, that's good.
It's time.
More of a Sprite guy.
And it's the truth. Hahnberger with a good one. Chow with a dink. Oh, and a winner from Laura and Sarah. She just dinked it over the front row. And while the Otters' front row defense seems to hang in the air forever, she waited until they started on their way down and then just drifted over the top.
And they were scrambling.
8-7. Holy names. Sarah, the captain. The spike by Lauren Reeves exceeded the speed of sound. That's how hard she hit it.
The Otters have been running a play recently where Lauren Reeves fakes out while Homburger goes for the kill. And now
she went
for the kill.
The old D1 trick.
Mm-hmm.
8-8, everybody. Hawks are hanging tough with the Otters. And the shot by Cassidy Simon runs wide. The
Otters have momentum now.
9-8.
Kill shot.
9-8. And the service by Reeves is picked up cleanly. Oh, brother, what a nice block. Sarah had a good move on it. And the whistle goes the way of the Otters, and now it's a two-point ball game. The Otters came out strong. It was 4-1 there for a minute. And then the Hawks said, no, we're not going to let you guys run away with this, or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Reeves. Back row. Far side, spike deep. Sierra Allen had the angle. She just waited a little too long for that ball to drop before she hit it, and then she had no way to get it down at a sharp enough angle to land in the court. Reeves with an ace. Timeout on the floor, everybody. The Hawks got to stop the bleeding at this point. You're listening to
Penguin Radio here at Dominican University of California.
That's right. We'll be right back, everybody. As Mia Sirocco mentioned, this is Penguin Radio at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on Penguin Radio and on the Stretch Network, and via satellite 5G transmission. 12-8 in favor of the Otters. Hawks on offense. Monterey Bay playing some heavy D. Far side and whistles before Ayanna Barham was able to unleash the fury. 13-8. Monterey Bay gets the call. Boy, Barham really hit it hard, but just after the whistle sounded. And I'm not sure what the violation was. There's a serve from Reeves off the top of the tape. There's a poor leave, and somehow it gets over. And that's your lucky break of the day right there. It was a poor leave. It hit the top of the tape and deflected at an obtuse angle that the Hawks could not get to, and ended up with a point for Monterey Bay. Laura and Sarah with the get after the serve from the Hawks. A 14-8 ball game. Hawks on offense. Attempted kill by Sierra Allen rides wide.
Seems like they're just this close, the Hawks. They needed to stop the bleeding, like you said. But they haven't scored a point yet since the timeout. They need to execute on the strategy they've been putting together.
15-8. And Reeves did the Hawks a favor. She served it into the net. And she had to be getting tired, and I'm serious about it. She had, about a 6 or 7 point run?
Yep.
All Reeves, all in rapid fire succession. So here's Camille Rivers, a 5'2" sophomore out of Vacaville, with a runner and a great serve into the back row. Boy, that was spectacular. Speaking of spectacular, Kennedy Adams just blasted it into the front row. You have to have perfect timing to blast a kill shot into the front row when you're only 5'11". Now, 5'11".
Still tall.
Is tall. But some of these ladies are well over 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
16-9, what a great kill from Adams. The Otters are really starting to pull away now. It was tied at 8, and now it's 16-9. Check it, 17-9. As I think one of the Hawks hit the antenna. Allie Fulbright, a 5'9 junior, who got the start here in set one. And a solid, just a sweet dink from Camille Rivers.
I wouldn't count Holy Names out yet. We saw them on a 12-point deficit.
No, I wouldn't either. Not with their new athletics director, 17-10.
Your friend.
Well, he'd been a great Dominican for about 10 years.
Wow.
Maybe it was 5 years. Seemed like 10. He was a good guy. Saw him yesterday. Good old Phil Bellecci guard.
Oh, Oh.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Seen him in some emails a lot.
That's right. And now he's the athletics director over at Holy Name, 1711. Listeners are going, come on, Stu, we've heard this story. Hawks trail, the Otters. And it's getting late, and a soft dink in the front row, the near side totally exposed. And Sapuni Mavega saw the open third of the court and just dinked it there.
Yep.
Didn't have to mess with it at all. Ayanna Barham with a bullet to the back row. Clean get by Chavez. Holy Name's on offense. And there's a kill from Sarah right over the deflection from Michaela Nolte in the front row for the Otters. And as you said, you can't count them out. Now it's only 4 points. And the side out. That's an advantage. Barham with the serve. Bounce, bounce now. Whew. Boy, does she hit that serve hard with just enough topspin to get it to drop into the back row. Chavez gets it, but they set it up perfectly for the Hawks, but a poor set had Sierra Allen off balance, and she couldn't put anything on it meaningful. She could not hit it meaningfully. 18-13 as the Otters with the point. That's what I'm trying to say.
I got it.
Far side kill shot falls for Sapuni Mavega.
For the Hawks, it's all about how you attack this front line. For the Otters, sometimes it takes a dink, sometimes a kill shot to overpower them, but they've really been mixing it up, doing a great job at that.
18-14. Fanny Chow, service to the back row. And it was tipped on the way. Honberger knocked it down the left side, and it was tipped and then went out of play, and so it's 19-14 Monterey. That's going to put Sam Chavez, the 5'5 junior out of Sacramento, on the line. Oh, working very quickly. Gets it to Jasmine Yun. Back to Yun softly. Left-handed Yun. Honberger bounces it off of the Hawks defenders. And the Otters pick up another one after Fanny Chow lets it ride long. 20-14. I'm not saying you're ever comfortable just because you hit 20.
Mm-mm.
But the Otters only need to score 5 before the Hawks score 11. And the odds right now are well with the Otters. And the Otters just made a brilliant series of gets. But so, oh my goodness, I thought the point was over. And it lands out on the deflection. And the Hawks, who really earned that point, though you don't always get what you earn in volleyball. Because you never know when the other team's going to make a miracle pancake get or some other crazy way the ball bounces. A poor leave at the... Is it in? It is in. Poor leave left the Hawks wide open. And they took advantage of it. Now it's 2016, so 2 points very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they're back in.
Vaga on that front line has been an instrumental part for the Hawks.
Yun, the lefty. And Knapp with another win. So let's just very quickly look. Knapp has, what does she have? 5 kills so far. Knapp with 5. And on the other team, Sierra Allen's got 4. Everybody else is kind of, it's mostly Knapp is what I'm trying to say. Left side, Kennedy Adams is able to put a ton on it. Adams actually hit that with a little English and got it to spin to the right as well as hit it really hard. 22-16, Otters creeping ever closer to the magic number of 25. Chavez with a good get, now Honberger with a winner.
Would you say she hit that one with a little bit of English?
I would say that she squared up on that one.
Mm, that's good. English
23-16. English spin, square, no spin. Otters, 2 points away from finishing the first set. Check at 1 point away. Set point, 24-16.
The Hawks have a way of battling when the opponent's at set point. See if they could do it here.
Feels like the Hawks are pushing a little bit.
Yep.
They were solid at the start. Uh-oh, was that a... I think that may have been a six-pack on Sam Chavez, who didn't get the hands up fast enough. I think it caught her in the forehead.
I thought she put her hands up.
She did have her hands up. I just don't think they were up fast enough nor high enough.
I just missed, yeah.
24-17. Saw one earlier that caught a player right in the forehead. That can't be fun.
Mm-mm.
And the point for the Otters ends the first set. I think the Hawks put up a pretty decent fight.
Very good fight.
Yeah, but the Otters are just absolutely overpowering the room. There's no question about that. I go to Mia Sirocco. You and I have watched the Otters a lot the last couple of days. They don't seem like they're slow. They don't seem tired. Some of the other teams on day two, they've seemed fatigued a little bit. Not the Otters.
Or especially during game two, that they've like, their second game of the day, they seem tired. The Otters don't. They seem like they're still, like it, they seem like they're playing their first game of the day.
Yeah, that's very well put. I would agree with that. It seems like it's the first game of the day when in actuality, what is this? This is their fourth match in 2 days.
No, their third. Because the first one was against the Penguins last night where they beat us.
That was their
sets.
First?
That was their
okay,
first.
Okay, there you go. And then they played two today.
Then they played one this morning against the Art Academy, and then this is their third.
See, that's why we have her here. Got the memory. All right, everybody, a two-minute break. When we come back, Adam and Xavier and Mia will take it over right here on Penguin Radio.
And we are back. I am Xavier Mendoza. Next to me is Mia Sirocco. To my right is Adam Gila. And we are here for set two. The Otters of Monterey Bay, Cal State Monterey Bay, take on the Holy Name Hawks. This is the second set of the match. Otters take the first set with a commanding lead. We've seen a lot of good volleyball here. This is the NorCal kickoff. Remember, this is Penguin Radio. This is radio.dominican.edu. And getting ready to gear up for this set. Fulbright, Allie Fulbright, getting up ready, gearing up for the serve. Fulbright with the serve. Over to Holy Names. Just out. That was hit by Sierra Allen. And that first point is going to go to the Otters as they take a 1-0 lead. The serve from Fulbright over to the Hawks. The kill shot by the Hawks, that is by Mavega, is in, and it's one up, tied. The Hawks have a way of keeping up with almost every team they've faced so far. They put up a fight. Serving for the Hawks, that is Rain Bukic. Over to the Otters. The kill shot is dug. That kill shot was from Knapp. And the Otters get it over for the lead. It's 2-1, and that kill was from Lawrence Serra of the Hawks. We saw her put a great show yesterday after they had back-to-back sets. Bokic with the serve for Holy Names. The serve is off. Over to Hahnberger. Back to Holy Names. Set in the kill shot from the Hawks. That's from Jasmine Yun. And deflection, it's out. The Hawks are up 3-1. We've seen the Hawks come out to a little bit of a lead like this. Let's see if they can actually hold it this time. Usually they give it up. Let's see if they could do it. Bokic with the classic spin before the serve. Dug, and they can't get to it. It's fumbled by the Otters. Service ace for Bokic. It's 4-1. Hawks. Bokic gearing up for the serve. The spin worked out for her last time. She slams the ball on the ground. There's the spin. Gearing up for the serve. Another spin. And the serve is off from Bokic over to the Otters. And that's going to be a kill from Jenna Tobin. and the Otters are inching their way back up. It's early in the set. It's 4-2, Hawks. We got the serve from the Otters, Jenna Tobin, over the dink by Knapp, Abby Knapp from the Otters. They're inching their way back in this. They're down by one. The Hawks are up 4-3. The serve from Tobin. The kill shot, but it's blocked. And that's gonna, was deflected, and it looks like that point's gonna go to the Hawks. Hawks are up 5-3. Gearing up for the serve, that is Jasmine Yun. Over to Kaylee Honberger. And the kill's gonna go to Abby Knapp. And the Otters are down by one. It's 5-4, Hawks.
It seems like Abby Knapp's heating up. She's been lethal the past two games for the Otters.
You're right, she could be an instrumental part of this set for them. The serve comes off from the Otters, Sam Chavez. And that's a service ace from Sam Chavez. The point is going to go to the Otters. It's tied, 5-5. The serve back to Sam Chavez. Over to Lauren Serra on the Hawks. The kill shot by Mavaga is just missed. And the Otters take the lead. I think their first lead of the set, I believe. It's 6-5 Otters. See if they can keep this lead. Sam Chavez on a roll for the Otters. Over back to HMU. And the kill shot, looks like a kill shot from Mavaga. And that's going to be a point for the Hawks. It seems like Chavez was targeting Lauren Serra on the Hawks, but it seemed like this time she was able to recover. And the Hawks get the point. It's tied 6-6. The serve from Cassidy Simon on the Hawks. Haven't seen much of her yesterday. And back to the Hawks. Over to Jasmine Yun. Looked like a little bit of a dink from Lily Tuvalala. And it is a dink. And the Hawks are going to have the point. And the Hawks are up 7-6. The ball goes to the Hawks. Cassidy Simon gears up for the serve. And the serve is off. Over to the Otters. Set by Tobin. Back. Set by Yun of the Hawks. And deflection. And that's going to be a point for Holy Names. 8-6. Holy Names. The ball got really close to us. Adam showed off his hand-eye coordination. Just caught it before it hit his head. I'm glad he's safe.
I know you saw that catch. That was a great catch.
That was a great catch. Cassidy Simon with the serve for the Hawks. Janet Tobin over to, that looked like Lauren Reeves. Blocked by Reeves again to Jasmine Yun. Blocked by the combination of Reeves and Honberger. And it looks like the Hawks are going to get the point to Valala. Really showing up for the Hawks today. They take a 3-point lead. It's 9-6 Hawks. Cassidy Simon definitely on the roll for the Hawks. She delivers the serve, just nicks the net, and that's a service ace for Cassidy Simon. And it's 10-6, and it's going to be a timeout for the Otters. We will go to a break, but we'll be right back. Remember, this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. And we are back from break. This is radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio, that is. And the serve from Cassidy Simon. The set, and it's blocked. The kill shot was from Kaylee Homburger, but it's blocked by Tuvalala. And that's going to be a point for the Hawks. They keep the lead. It's 11-6. Back to, it's the Hawks are leading. Back to Cassidy Simon. The serve from Simon just stopped. It looked like it was almost dinked over to Valala with the stop. And they're up. It's 12-6. What a lead for the Hawks. This might be the biggest lead they've had so far. They've definitely gone on rolls like this.
Looks like Hawks are about to start to get some momentum going on.
Love it. Cassidy Simon with a serve. And that looks like a kill from Abby Knapp. And it's 12-7 Hawks.
That's exactly what the Otters want. They want Abby Knapp to get those kills. They want Tobin to get those kills. They want
the serve from Torres. And that's gonna be service ace for Torres. 12-8 Hawks, but the Otters are inching back in. The serve from Sophia Torres. That's not hit quite enough from Ayana Barham. And that's gonna go into the net. Looks like she just misjudged it. It's 12-9 Otters, and the Hawks are losing this lead very gradually. And the Otters are getting back into the game. That is a service error from Sophia Torres. And it's gonna go to the Hawks. Maybe this is the momentum they need. Lauren Sarah, we saw her have a lot of momentum for the Hawks.
She's leading the Hawks right now in kills, which is good for them.
That's what they need. Lauren Sarah with the serve. That's set over to Kaylee Honberger, and that's going to be a point for Lane Ames. Looks like it's out. 14-9 Hawks. Lauren Sarah gearing up for the serve. The ball's bounced a few times. It's served by Lauren Sarah over to Honberger. That's back to the Otters, to Honberger again, but blocked by the Hawks. Goes back to Kaylee Honberger. And she goes for the kill. What a statement. It's 14-10 Hawks. Looks like that serve is going to go to Kaylee Honberger. A lot of action from her. The serve off from Honberger. Jasmine Young with the set. The attempted kill by the Hawks. And the Otters go for the kill with Kennedy Adams, but that goes into the net. Hawks are up 15-10. The serve's gonna go to Camille Rivers. Seen some mistakes here and there from the Otters. It could hurt him. Camille Rivers with the serve. That's over to Sam Chavez and the kill, but that's saved by, looked like Lauren Sarah. Oh, just out. And looked like the official had a little laugh over there. Lost his composure. It's 15-11, Hawks. Love when we have a little bit of laughs here. The serve is off from Lauren Reeves. Ayana Barham in the upper left-hand corner with a kill, but it's blocked. And speaking of blocks, the kill comes from Jenna Tobin, but it's blocked by the Hawks. Barham's gonna serve for the Hawks. It's 16-11, Hawks.
The Hawks are playing up some good defense right now.
You're right. That could really help them. The serve from the Hawks. That looked like the set from Camille Rivers. And that is going to be a point for the Hawks. Seemed like the Otters fumbled with it. 17-11. And we got a timeout. So we'll be right back. We're seeing a lot of offense, a little bit of defense here and there. It's 17-11. This is Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. And we are back. The Hawks are up 17-11. Otters call for a timeout. Let's see if they can get the momentum back. The serve's going to go to Barham on the Hawks. That goes to Honberger. Dink, and that's just going to be in. The dink comes from Kennedy Adams. It's 17-12, Hawks. I mean, yeah, Hawks. I'm right, for once. Is that Fulbright? Looks like Allie Fulbright serving for the Otters as they look to get back in this after this timeout. That looked like Camille Rivers with the set over to Honberger, the kill from Abby Knapp, and that's going to be a point for the Otters. It's 17 to 13.
It looks like the Otters are starting to look like how they were playing this morning against the Academy of Art Urban Knights.
You're right. Allie Fulbright with the serve, set by Camille Rivers. That's a kill from the Hawks' very own Sierra Allen. And that's going to be a point for the Hawks. Just as the Otters start inching their way back in, it seems like the Hawks get a little more of a lead. 18-13, Hawks. Bulkage, ready for the serve. Spins it a little bit. There's the serve. Over repeatedly to Sam Chavez. She gets it up and over for the Otters. And it seems like Lauren Sarah just can't get it in for the Hawks. It's 18-14, Hawks.
Yeah, it looked like she hit the antenna, I believe.
You're right. That serve comes from Tobin. Gonna be a service error from Tobin. That's not what you want when you're trying to get your team to come back. It's 19-14, and Hawks are almost in the red zone. And the serve goes to Jasmine Yun on the Hawks. Set. That's an attempted kill by Abby Knapp, but the Hawks and Bokic get it back over to the Otters. Another attempted kill, but it looks like Michaela Nolte can't get to it. That goes into the net, it looks like. Just fumbles down. Hawks are in the red zone. It's 20-14. Hawks.
It didn't look like Nolte got a good enough amount of her hand on it to get the ball over the net.
Just missed it. More wrist than hand, really. Jasmine Young with the serve. That goes to Sam Chavez. La Vega with the point. 21-14 Hawks. We haven't seen the Hawks take a commanding lead like this in this tournament in the NorCal kickoff. Jasmine Young with the serve. Just gets its way over the net. Kind of nicks it a little bit. It's over. And that's a service ace from Jasmine Young.
That's a lucky serve right there.
Yeah.
That very could have gone either way.
Mm-hmm. 22-14. You need a little luck here and there. Jasmine Young with the serve. And that's going to be a kill for Kaylee Honberger. Instrumental part for this team. It's 22-15 Hawks. That is Sam Chavez with the serve for the Otters to Lauren Sarah. Back to Lauren Sarah. Just gets the kill over the set. And the kill shot from Abby Knapp. That's going to be a point for the Otters. Outstanding kill. 22-16 Hawks. But the Otters are inching their way ever so slightly back in to this game. Cassidy Simon ready for the serve. That's a powerful serve. Kill from Lauren Reeves. And the Otters are still ever so slightly getting their way back in the game. It's 23-16 Hawks.
The Otters are putting up a good fight for the Hawks for those last 2 points.
They're
not giving up easy.
Making them earn this set if they can. The serve, that comes off from Sophia Torres. Kill from Lily Tuvalala, then the kill from, it looked like Abby Knapp. Another kill for the Otters. And that is a point for the Otters. It's 23-17. It's taken a lot of fire, but they're back in this, the Otters. The serve comes off from Sophia Torres, set by Yun. Barham with the incredible kill back over to the Otters. A kill from Kaylee Honberger, blocked by Lauren Reeves. Barham with another kill attempt, doesn't work out. Just dinked over, it looks like that's in for Adams and the Otters. It's 23-18, if you can't tell. The Otters are really trying to get their way back in here and the Hawks are kind of fumbling. This is going to go to Sophia Torres from the Otters. The serve is off over Lauren Serra to Jasmine Yuen. And a kill shot from, that's Lily Tuvalala. The set of the tournament. Otters, Adams, looks like, and the Otters, a little bit of a break from EDU Penguin Radio. We will be right back. Tune in for this next set.
Live on Penguin Radio with the Monterey Bay Otters versus the Holy Name Hawks. We are in the third set and it's tied one apiece. We have 8 seconds left before the set starts. I'm Mia Sirocco. Next to me I have Xavier Mendoza and Adam Gila. Waiting for the first serve.
We had a good match last set. Finally seeing Holy Names get a win.
After all the effort we've seen them put in, they finally got the win that they've deserved.
Very deserving.
Seems like they were just on the edge of a few wins versus Chico and East Bay. Just went in their favor, and they took a commanding lead.
Yeah, HNU is very crafty. A way to get away from this towering tall Monterey Bay team. Able to dink a couple over them and squeeze out a win. We could see if they do the same or if Monterey Bay can regain momentum. Here we go.
And the Hawks have the first serve. They serve it over. And the Otters are turning it with a dink. Hawks are signing up with a kill. And Jasmine Yuen gets the kill for the Hawks. It's 1-0 Hawks. The server for the Hawks is Barnum. And Barnum serves it over. Otters are saying up. A kill attempt by Tobin. And Tobin gets the kill. It's 1-1. And Tobin serving for the Otters. Serves it to the back row. And the Hawks return it. Otters are trying to set up a return. Dink it over. Four touches for the Otters. Hawks get the point. It's 2-1 Hawks. We have a substitution for the Hawks. Franny Chow coming in, and Chow is serving for the Hawks. Chow serves it over to the back row. Otters are setting up a reply. Hornberger with the kill attempt, but the Hawks are able to dig it out. And Chow gets a kill for the Hawks. Hawks are leading 3-1. Chow bounces the ball a couple times, serves it over to the middle back row. Otters hoping to get their next point. Hornberger for kill attempt, but blocked by the Otters. And Otters get a point off of a deflection against the Hawks. It's 3-2 Hawks. Sam Chavez serving for the Otters. Chavez serves the ball into the net. Hawks get the point. It's 4-2 Hawks. Jasmine Yuen serving for the Hawks. Serves it to the front row. Otters saying it up. They get it over. Hawks looking to return it. Hawks return it. Otters go to block it, but it deflects off of them and goes out of bounds. Hawks get the point. It's 5-2 Hawks. Yuen will continue to serve for the Hawks. She serves it over to the back row. Otters looking to return it. Otters able to return it. Hawks return it back, but the Otters are able to deflect it back to the Hawks. Hawks return it to the Otters. Otters looking. And Hornberger with the kill for the Otters. It's 5-3 Hawks. And there's a substitution on the court right now for the Otters. Uotako is in, and she is now serving for the Otters. Uotako with the serve to the back row. Hawks setting it up. Hawks hit it back over to the Otters. Otters looking to return it. Hornberger with a kill attempt, and Hornberger gets the kill for the Otters. It's 5-4 Hawks.
Hornberger with another ferocious spike. That's her 10th of the game.
Uota with the serve. She serves it over to the back row. Hawks looking to return it. And they get it. Chavez with the great dive for the Otter is able to keep the ball alive for them. They're able to return it to the Hawks. Hawks return it right back. Tobin with the kill attempt, but the Hawks are able to keep it alive. And the Otters get a point. It's 5-5 all.
Got to give credit to Sam Chavez putting it all on the line. Diving for everything with only one hand.
Uato with another serve, serves it to the back row. Hawks are setting it up. Hawks dink it back over to the Otters. Otters returning with another dink. Hawks are looking to return it. Hawks spike it back at the Otters, but the Otters get it back. Hornberger with a kill attempt, but it goes a bit too far, and it lands out of bounds. Hawks get the point. It's 6-5 Hawks.
They knocked over a sign, too.
It looks like it broke the sign. That's how powerful that is. Like,
you're right.
That was. And there is some talking between an official and a player on the Hawks right now.
Looks like that was Lauren Sarah talking to the official.
Guess Hornberger breaking that sign really just shows you how hard she is hitting that. She's literally obliterating the volleyball.
Cassidy Simon serving for the Hawks. She serves it over. Hawks setting up a set. Hornberger with a kill attempt, but Hawks are able to return it. Otters returning right back to the Hawks. Otters block the Hawks' kill attempt. And Barham gets the kill for the Hawks. Hawks lead 7-5. Simon serves for the Hawks. Otter stand up. Hornberger with a kill attempt, but it's out of bounds. Hawks get the point. It's 8-5 Hawks. Simon throws it up and serves it over to the back row. But the serve goes long and out of bounds. Service error. Otters get the point. 8-6 Hawks. Kaylee Hornberger, server for the Hawks. The Otters serves it over to the back row. Hawks go to return it. Ball goes straight into the net. Otters get the point. It's 8-7 Hawks. Hornberger with another serve to the back row for the Otters. Hawks looking to return it. Hawks managed to return it barely in the bounce. Sarah gets the kill for the Hawks. It's 9-7 Hawks. Laura Sarah is the server for the Hawks. Sarah serves it to the back row. Otters looking to return it. Tobin with a kill attempt. Hawks are able to return it. Otter standing up again. Tobin again with a kill attempt. Can the Hawks? And the Hawks are able to return it. And the Otters are not able to return it to the Hawks. Barham gets the kill for the Hawks. It's 10-7 Hawks.
Poor Adam almost got hit again.
Yeah. I'm trying to take my head off.
Sarah serves the ball for the Hawks. Reeves with a dink over to the Hawks side, and the Hawks are not able to return it. It's 10-8 Hawks.
crafty dink by the Otters. Get right in between the gap of the defense where nobody was.
Reeves serves the ball for the Otters. It's a service error as the ball goes long. Hawks get the point. It's 11-8 Hawks. Rivers is now the server for the Hawks. Rivers serves it to the back row of the Otters. Otters looking to return it. And Hahnberger goes for the kill, but it deflects off of the Hawks. Hawks able to return it. Otters get the point. It's 11-9 Hawks. Sophia Torres serving for the Otters, serves it to the back row. Hawks looking to return it. Otters save the ball, able to keep it alive, and return it back to the Hawks. Hawks looking to return it back. And Barham goes for the kill, but it Barham gets the kill for the Hawks. It's 12-9 Hawks. Barham's now serving for the Hawks. Barham serves it to the back row. Otters looking to return it. Tobin with the kill for the Otters. It's 12-10 Hawks.
Tobin is absolutely ferocious with everything. Every time she seems to hit it, it's always going down hard.
Tobin serves the ball to the back row. There's a service ace as no one on the Hawks was able to return it. It's 12-11 Hawks. Tobin serves it right back to that same spot she served it last time, but the Hawks are able to actually return it this time. But the return goes out of bounds. Otters get the point. It's 12-all. Tobin serves the ball to the back row. And the Hawks return hits the antenna. Otters get the point. Otters are now leading 13-12. Tobin with another serve to the back row. Hawks return it. Otters looking to set up. Otters dink it back over to the Hawks. Hawks looking to set it up. And Sarah Allen gets the kill for the Hawks. It's now tied at 13. Fanny Chow serving for the Hawks. Serves it over to the back row. Otters looking to return it. A kill attempt by Knapp, but Hawks are able to return it. Otters looking up to set another return. Hahnberger with a kill attempt. And it stays in bounds. Bounces off a Hawk player. Otters able to get the point off of deflection. It's 14-13 Otters. Sam Chavez serving for the Otters. Serves it to the back row. Hawks return it right away. And Otters return it with a dink. A dink by Lauren Reeves gets the point for the Otters. It's 15-13 Otters. Chavez serving. Serves it over to the back row. Hawks go to return it. Sarah gets the kill for the Hawks. It's 15-14 Otters. Jasmine Young, server for the Hawks. Serves it over. Otters looking to get it over. And Reeves gets the kill for the Otters. It's 16-14 Otters.
Great kill. That was a great kill by Reeves. It wasn't set up too pretty, but she was able to get it down.
Uotak comes in for the serve. And she serves the ball for the Otters. It just makes it over the net, hits the tape at the top and goes over. No one on the Hawks is able to touch it. Service ace for Uotak. 17-14 Otters.
Wow, that is about the fourth time I've seen that today. That is, it's such a coincidence to see such a lucky serve like that.
Well, Tuss serves the ball for the Otters. Hawks able to return it. Otters able to keep the ball alive on the kill attempt. This deflection or a tip. Hawks have the ball, able to return it back to the Otters. Otters setting it up. Hornberger for kill attempt, but the Hawks are able to keep the ball alive and return it right back to them. Otters are just returning the ball back to the Hawks. Hawks are setting up a kill attempt, but the Otters are able to deflect it. And Sarah gets the kill for the Hawks. It's 17-15 Otters. Cassidy Simon with the serve for the Hawks. Simon serves the ball to the back row of the Otters. Otters looking, Otters think it over. Hawks saying it up. Go for a spike, but Otters able to keep the ball alive. Tobin with a spike back to them. And Barham gets the kill for the Hawks. It's 17-16 Otters.
Seems like neither team could really pull away with this one. As soon as it seems like one is about to pull away, the other team just comes back with another point.
Simon with the serve to the back row. Tobin bumps it up for her teammate. Reeves goes for the kill attempt, but it goes out of bounds. Hawks get the point. It's tied at 17. Otters call for a timeout. You're listening to Penguin Radio live here at Dominican University of California. You decide. And we are back after a timeout called by the Otters at a score of 17-17.
Close game in this set.
Cassidy Simon has the serve for the Holy Name Hawks. Simon serves the ball over to the middle back row. Otters go to tip it over, go to dink it over. Don't get it over. Four touch against the Otters. Hawks are back with the lead. 18. Cabrow. Tobin with the kill attempt. A two touch against the Hawks. Otters get the point. It's 19-18 Otters.
You see how that ball spun once it hit the net? That was crazy.
That was definitely crazy. I've never seen that before.
It almost hit somebody. It's a curveball.
Hornberger serves the ball to the back row, the Hawks. Sarah goes for a kill attempt, but it's blocked by Tobin of the Otters. Otters get the point. Oh, wait, the Hawks get the point. It's now tied at 19. Sarah is serving for the Hawks. Sarah serves the ball to the back row. And Tobin dinks the ball over for the Otters. It's 20-19 Otters. Warren Reeves serving for the Otters. Reeves serves the ball over to the back row. Hawks going for a kill attempt, but Otters able to stop it. Tobin with the kill attempt managed to squeeze it by the wall of the Hawks. Tobin gets the kill. It's 21-19, Otters. Reeves serves the ball to the middle back row. Hawks return it. Otters setting it up. Tobin with the kill for the Otters. It's 22-19, Otters. Hawks call for a timeout. You're listening to Penguin Radio, live here at Dominican University of California. We are back. The Otters are up 22-19 against the Hawks. Lauren Reeves is serving 40 Otters. She serves it to the middle back row. Hawks looking to return it. Hawks go to return it. And they get a point. And Allen gets the kill for the Hawks. It's 22-20. Camille Rivers is serving for the Hawks. Rivers serves it to the middle back. Rivers serve, it's a little too long, service error. Otters get the point, it's 23-20 Otters. Knapp just came in for the Otters. Sophia Torres serving for the Otters, serves it to the middle back row. Hawks looking to return it. Go to get it over. Otters able to get the point with a block. It's 24-20. It's set point for the Otters. Torres serves the ball back to the middle back row. And Barham went for the kill, but it went out of bounds. Otters able to get the set point. It's 25-20 final score of the third period. Otters up 2-1. We'll be back for the fourth period after this break.
Radio, it is Adam Gila with your play-by-play commentary. Beside me is Xavier Mendoza and Mia Sirocco. We are here in the fourth set of the NorCal kickoff tournament. It is the Otters, the Monterey Bay Otters versus the Holy Name Hawks. The set score is 2-1 Otters. Otters look to come away with this set win, or the Hawks can push it to 5. We are getting ready to see what they got.
And in the last set, we saw Monterey Bay really stunt the Hawks. They had commanding lead in the last set, and it looks like they were able to stop them and get the lead, get the set, and see if they can keep that momentum.
They definitely did. It is the serve over to Holy Names. Up in the kill is a bit long, so that is the first point for the Otters, 1-0.
Last thing you want to do is overshoot like that on the kill shot and give the Otters their first point like that.
The serve from Sophia Torres over to the back row. The set from Camille Rivers and the kill from Jasmine Young is blocked by the iron wall of Monterey Bay. That is 2-0 to start this game off for the Otters.
That's what you want. Want some of your tall players can get a good block like that. Use their advantages.
The 6-4 Michaela Nolte with the block. Over to Sarah for the kill, but she cannot get it over the net. So Otters take a quick 3-0 lead. Start this fourth set off.
Hawks have yet to earn a point. See if they can do that.
Sophia Torres with another serve to the back. Bumped up as they have to return it back to Monterey Bay. The set and the kill, but it is a great kill by Abby Knapp. 6'2 junior out of Atwater, California. That is her 12th kill of this game. Sophia Torres with another serve over to the back row. The set from Rivers, the kill from Davison, but they're able to get under it as they send it back over to Holy Names. The set, Lauren Sarah with the kill, cannot give it over the net again. Very critical to get it over the net if you're gonna go for the kill. That is 5-0 Otters.
Sophia Sophia Torres with a great dig really helped the Otters.
Sophia Torres back over. Is a service error. The Hawks are now on the board at 5-1.
You give the Hawks this chance. Let's see what they do.
Hawks now get the serve.
The spin. Rain
Bocage with the spin and the serve. Sends it up and over to the back row. The set from Torres. Tobin with the spike, but is blocked right back over. Deflected out of bounds. That's a point for the Hawks, making it 5-2 Otters.
When Bocage does that spin, it runs in one of those Beyblades. Just whirling around like that. She gets the spin on that thing. And look at it. There it goes.
You know, I love your analogies.
Thank you.
Beyblade spin over to the back row. The set from Torres. Tobin up for the kill. It is long. Just right out of bounds. So Hawks get another point, making it 5-3 Monterey Bay.
Mistakes from the Otters are giving Hawks, it looks like, almost these 3 points. A lot of mistakes for the Otters.
Rainbow, back in Rainbow Kaj with another serve and spin, infamous spin, to send it over to Monterey Bay. Hits to the back row. The set from Torres and the dink, but River's able to get under that one. Up, and the dink is blocked by Tobin and Michaela Nolte. So that is a point for the Otters. It is now 6-3.
Tobin and Nolte, a deadly combination. Nolte going earlier for that fake out given for the chance.
Tobin over with the serve to the back row. Camille Rivers up for the set. Davidson is blocked, rejected back to their own side. Jasmine Young sends it over. Back set, kill, great dig by Rivers. And Jasmine Young tries to send it over, is deflected, but drops on the ground. That's a point for the Hawks. 6-4, Monterey Bay.
Homburger tries to keep up that good defense, but just can't get a hold of all of it to send it back, and that's going to let the Hawks get closer.
Jasmine Young with the serve, sends it over to the back row. The back set, and the dink is just out of bounds. Unfortunately, Monterey Bay could not get that point, so it is now 6-5 Hawks. 6-5 Otters, excuse me.
Inching their way back in there, these Hawks.
Jasmine Young, the 5'4 junior out of San Francisco with the serve. Over to the back row. The set from Torres and the spike is just out of bounds. Nolte could not get that in bounds. It is now tied up at 6 apiece. Jasmine Young with the serve. Over to the back row. A set in the spike by Kaylee Honberger. A good point by her to get her 14th kill, nearing her career high at 15, which she just got 2 days ago. Sam Chavez with the serve over to Sarah. The back set and the dink, but Chavez able to die for that one as they send it back over to Holy Names. The kill from Lauren Sarah is dug out by Chavez as they send it back over to the other side. It drops on the ground, so that's a point for the Otters, 8-6.
And Mavaga can't get to this one. She had a chance. A lot of passion coming from her. She seems like she's a big force on this team.
Definitely. The set from Jasmine Young and the dink, but Torres cannot get under that one as it goes flying into the bleachers. It is now 8-7, Otters. You know, I've loved all the competitive games today. I really haven't really seen a blown out.
It's so competitive.
The serve over to the back row from Monterey as Tui Vailala tries to get the spike, but couldn't get it over her own net, so that is 9-7, Otters.
But with the force that you hit that ball with, if that would have gone over, just corrected a little bit, it would have been hard to defend for the Otters.
Most definitely. Kayla Uota with the serve over to the back row. The set from Jasmine Young to Lauren Sarah, but a great dig from Uota. And Jenna Tobin sends one over, but they are able to bump it up. Chavez bumps it up, another bump. Chavez sends it to the other side. Camille Rivers with the back set. Lauren Sarah has to tip it over, but cannot get it over the net. 10-7.
During this sequence, Lauren Sarah has been an offensive force for HNU, but she just can't do it this time.
She seems to not be able to get over that net. She's struggling a little bit.
Just missed. Yep.
Holy Names takes a timeout, so we'll be right back at PenguinRadio.com. Welcome back, Penguin Radio. You're listening to Penguin Radio as we start this back off into action. And it looks like it is blocked by Monterey Bay. So that's a point for the Otters, 11-7.
Sometimes I see a trend with the Hawks. Right when they get out of the timeout that they called, they struggle right out the gate to get it going.
Uota with the serve to Lauren Sarah. The set from Young to Sarah. But it's a good dig from Uota. Tobin with the spike, but is able to be dug out by Holy Names. Couple scrambling for the ball as they go diving over to Holy Names. A good dig by Tobin. Holmberger with the kill. A good kill by Holmberger.
The Hawks not able to capitalize on what was looked like a great effort from Rain Bocage.
Good sequence, but it is now 12-7 Otters. Kayla Uota with the serve. Up to Yun, to Barham, a good dig by Chavez. Set up for Tobin for the kill, but is bumped up. Deflected off the hands of Lauren Reeves, but it falls on the ground, so that's a point for the Hawks, making it now 12-8 Monterey Bay.
Seems like Tuvalala has really figured out how to deal with that front line. She hammered it at them. It's hard to stop that.
Very critical for her to be effective, as the other team seems to be very tall.
Exactly.
The set over to Hahnberger is blocked, bumped up by a couple players, sent over back to Holy Names. A set from Young, but it looks like a two-touch from Holy Names, awarding Otters with a point. It is now 13-8 Monterey Bay. Kaylee Hahnberger, the 5'10 junior out of Rockland, California, with the serve. Over to Barham. Jasmine Yun with the set. The dink over, but Hahnberger's able to get that one. Back over to Holy Names, the set. The kill deflects off the fingertips of Monterey Bay. So the point will go to the Hawks, making it 13-9 Otters.
Looks like Camille Rivers comes in, and looks like Lily Tuvalala came out.
Camille Rivers checks in for the serve, sends it over to the back row. The set by Torres, and the kill by Reeves, but a good dig by Sarah. Barham with the kill. Kill shot by Ayana Barham will give the Hawks a point, 13-10.
Lauren Sarah giving the Hawks that momentum. Barham takes it, runs with it, gets them that point.
Exactly what they need. Camille Rivers floats one up to the back. Set to Tobin, but a good dig by Sarah. Seen a bunch of those today. Sets one up for Hahnberger, but is deflected off the hands of Sierra Allen.
Nearly miss on
Nearly
us.
Nearly miss me. Ball came flying at me, so that's a point for the Hawks. 13-11 Otters.
If they would have hit you, that would have been minus a point. Of course, if it hits us, yes, at home.
Camille Rivers with the serve over to the back row. The set by Torres up to Tobin for the kill, but another good dig by Sarah. Set from Torres to Reeves, just makes it right in between the lines. 14-11 Otters.
That's what you want when you're the Otters, to really stunt the Hawks and their momentum to keep the lead.
Fast dink by her. I was not expecting that.
No, that was quick.
Net violation.
11 for it. Fell right on. Oh, discrepant.
Looks like a service itself is the score, as Ayana Barham, the 5'9 freshman out of Oakland, has the serve over to the back row. The set by Torres. The back set, and is blocked by Sierra Allen. Chavez up for the set. Tobin with the kill shot. Deflects off the hands once, twice, and it sails out of bounds. 16-12 Otters.
One thing about these Hawks is they do not give up. All the effort, they went all the way.
They do not give up. Going through their own set of bleachers, their own bench.
Almost a stance.
Set. Sends it back over to Monterey. The set by Torres. And the kill is blocked. Chavez goes diving for it up to Tobin with the dink, but it is sent back by Sapuni Mavega. 16-13 Otters.
Mavega straight up denies that. And that's what you want when you're the Hawks. Your defense to really pull out for you and give them an advantage. Only three back. Still game.
Rainbow Kaj with the serve for Holy Names. Over to the back row. Torres goes diving for it. Tobin just has to send it right back over. The set up to Yun. A great kill by Yun, as Torres tries to go diving under it, but she cannot secure that one. It is now 16-14 Monterey Bay, as Holy Names inches closer back into this game.
It's Sofia Torres really going all out for her team. Might be a sweat, little sweat puddle happen. I saw
maybe
one of the otters.
I need to clean that one up.
Yeah. Now they're leaving a little blank spot right there.
Bocage with the serve over to Hornberger, sends it to the back row, bumped up to Yun, who could not get it inbound. So that's a point for Monterey Bay, 17-14 Otters. Correction, it looks like the Hawks get the point. It is now 16-15.
Looked like a puzzling series of events of what happened with the Otters. Sofia Torres is wiping the floor, set back, and then went back to the spot right when the ball was served by the Hawks.
And it looks like Monterey needs to take a quick break, so we will do the same. You're listening to
Penguin Radio.
Welcome back, Penguin Radio. Monterey Bay is revved up after that timeout, trying to regroup themselves. But Holy Names has the serve from Bocage. Sends it over to the middle row. That's a service ace right in between the gap of Monterey Bay's defense. It is now tied up 16-16.
Hornberger late to the action on that one. After all that roar that they got. Oh, you see a spin off Bocage again?
You really love that.
A different type of spin. She like really backspinned it.
Sends it right over the net. And that's another service ace from her. Maybe those crafty spins is really doing something for her.
Something about that spin that's doing it. I swear, it has to be that. It
has to be.
That and the talent and skill, of course, and practice.
17-16, Hawks is now the score. Bocage with another spin, going for her third ace if she could. Sent it right over the net. Is secured by Chavez up to Tobin for the kill, but is dug out by Sierra Allen. Up to Bocage, to Jasmine Young. And back over to Hornberger for the kill. A good dig by Camille Rivers. Up to Lauren Serra. Another dig by Torres. They go back and forth over the net. Up to Serra. Dink. Torres gets that one. Up to Chavez. Tobin with the kill. Too far. That is a point for the Hawks. A really long sequence between the two, but the Hawks end up coming away with that point.
Bocage and the Hawks are radiating confidence. Now they have the lead after this timeout that was taken by Monterey.
You're right, Bocage again with the serve for Holy Names. Sends it over to Hornberger, the set from Torres. A good dig by Cassidy Simon. And Lauren Serra sends it right back over for the kill. That's a point for Holy Names as they take a 19-16 lead.
Seeing the Hawks come back and take the lead like this.
Monterey Bay needs to take another timeout. Try to regroup things. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Penguin Radio. We are back again. 19-16 is the score. Bocage has a serve for Holy Names. She sends one up over to the middle row. Up to Torres for the serve. Jenna Tobin sends it to the middle. Bocage is diving for it. Sails out of bounds. So that's a point for the Otters, making it now 19-17. Hawks.
Otters come out swinging with ferocity on that one. After a great team chant, they're coming back.
They definitely are. Jenna Tobin with the serve over to the middle row. Camille Rivers with the set and the kill by Sapuni Mavega.
I saw Bocage took Rivers to Mavega. What a combination. All three of those players, just like all the Hawks, putting it on the line. Straight passion resulting in some points.
Jasmine Young with the serve to the back row is a bit long. That's a service error. That makes it 20-18. Hawks.
Hawks giving the Otters a chance to get into the red zone after they just make it in post-match.
Sam Chavez with the serve over to the back row. The set from Jasmine Young. Mavega beams it, but a good dig. They set it up for Hornberger, but it looks like it is out of bounds. That's a point for the Hawks. 21-18 Hawks is the current score.
Otters really trying to rally on this one, but the Hawks are an outstanding defensive force.
Cassidy Simon with the serve over to the back row. The set up for Lauren Reeves gets it right in between the defense. giving the Otters the point, 21-19 Hawks. Abby Knapp checks out as Kayla Uota subs in for the serve. She dribbles it a couple times as she gets ready to serve this one up to the other side, to the back row. Set to Jasmine Young, up to Lauren Serra, but a good dig from Uota. Jenna Tobin back to each other, over to the other side, the Holy Names, to Barham with the dink, but Sam Chavez goes flying for it. Holy Names gets it banging in the air, but it has four touches from the Hawks, giving the Otters the points, 21-20.
A little confusion between Cassidy Simon and Lauren Serra. It seemed like they had a few words after that. They did not like what just happened.
A little bit of miscommunication. Yep. They're looking to fix that. Uota with the serve to the back row. Set from Jasmine Young. And it is blocked by Hahnberger and Lauren Reeves. It is now tied up 21 apiece. Holy Names needs to take a timeout. You are listening live at radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. Radio, we are getting right back into action as Monterey Bay has the serve from Kayla Uota. Serves it up to the back row. Too long. It's a service error from Monterey Bay. Awards the Hawks with the point. Very critical service error right there.
After a timeout like that, you're exactly right. That's a critical error. And Lauren Serra, see what she could do to help this team rally for the Hawks.
All right. It's Lauren Serra dribbling up for the serve. Hopefully you take advantage of that. The set from Torres, the back set to Reeves is blocked by Ayanna Barham, but it goes right back down on the ground. It is now 22 up. Kaylee Hahnberger with the serve, the 5'10 junior out of Rockland, is a service error as it hits the net. Another critical service error. So crucial in a time like this, such a close game and such a close set. You need to be perfect at this time.
You do not want that to happen. With the short bench that Holy Names is running here, they're getting tired, but Monterey Bay is giving them points.
And that is set to the back row, over to Tobin. The set from Rivers to Sierra Allen is just in bounce. That's a point for the Hawks, making it set point 24-22 is the score from the Hawks.
What a sequence, the fabulous kill shot. That'll get you the set if you keep that momentum going for the Hawks.
Camille Rivers serves it up for Holy Names. Over to the back row. The set to Torres. Up to Tobin in the kill, but a good dig by Serra. Up to Barham. A good dig by Chavez. Set up to Tobin for the kill. And is bumped back up. A dump over to the other side. Set up for Hahnberger. Another dig by Serra. A great defensive performance by her. Set up. A dump over back to Holy Names. Up to Serra, over to Chavez. Set up for Tobin for the kill. It's too far, and that's a win for the Hawks. 25-22 is the final score as they tie up the set series, and we will go to a fifth set for the second time in a row.
Well, we are back. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We are live from Dominican University of California here at the Conlin Center, the one and only Conlin Center. We've seen a great match today. The Otters from Monterey Bay start out with the win on the first set. Then it goes to the Hawks, back to the Otters, back to the Hawks again. And we are back for the last set, the fifth set of this match. First 1-15 wins. This is the tiebreaker. We are ready for some volleyball. This is the NorCal kickoff. And we've seen some great volleyball today. This is probably one of the closer games we've seen between these two teams. And it's been very competitive getting to the fifth set. Ayanna Barham getting ready to serve for the Hawks. She's been an instrumental part of the force on the Hawks. And she's ready for the serve. The serve is off over to two. Chavez with the kill shot that's blocked from Tobin. That goes back to the Otters. Another kill shot saved by Camille Rivers to Ayanna Barham. And the kill shot from the Hawks
Sierra Allen. That's a kill shot for her. Glorious. That was a laser beam. Straight to the ground. You can't do much against that, and the Otters couldn't. It's 1-0 Hawks. They get the first point of this set, and they earned it. Farm with the serve, and it's a service error, letting the Otters back in this. It's 1-1. Every point matters, just like any other set. This is important.
You don't want to be giving up the free points in the fifth set, considering it's only to 15 points.
You're right. And the serve comes off from Michaela Nolte. And it's a kill shot that is just missed by the Hawks. Oh, no, they get it. That's a defensive error is what I'm hearing. A little discrepancy from the Otters. They do not like that call. It's 2-1 Hawks. Bocage. The classic spin from Bocage. Gears up for the serve. Bocage with the serve. Just gets it over. Perfectly placed. Homburg goes for the dig, and that is dinged over. The kill shot comes off from Mavaga, and the Otters can't come up with it. That's a point for the Hawks, and they take a 3-1 lead. Mavaga with the kill shot. Rain Bocage with the serve, the classic spin, as we call it. We love it. Goes over to the Otters. The kill shot tipped. Camille Rivers back to Mavaga. Saved by the Otters by Honberg. And the kill shot comes out from Jenna Tobin. It can't be stopped. And the Hawks are leading still 3-2. But the Otters get that point. Inching ever so slightly. Very close. This is a good match and a great set. Gearing up for the serve. That is Jenna Tobin. Some more discrepancy with the first official, with it looks like he's talking to the Hawks. A little discrepancy there, but the serve is off from Jenna Tobin. Mavaga with a kill shot. The serve is back, saved. Rivers to Sarah Allen, saved by Cassidy. Keeps this alive for the Hawks. To Camille Rivers again, back to Simon. Cassidy Simon, and it's out. The kill shot's missed, and it's 3-3. 3 up, that is. Hawks have let the Otters back into this game. Jenna Tobin back for the serve. That's a service error, not what you want from the Otters. It's 4-1, 4-3, Hawks. Jasmine Young gearing up for this serve. It's a good one over to Chavez. And the kill shot from the Otters is saved by Bocage. Back to the Otters. Over Mia with an. And it's in coordination from both. It is the kill shot. Own. See, Lauren Sarah. What a great kill shot. It's 5-4 Hawks. Cassidy Simon gearing up for the serve over to the Otters, and a beautiful set and kill by the Otters. Looks like that's Lauren Reeves with the kill, and Uota with the serve for the Otters. It's tied 5-5 up. The serve is unleashed over to Lauren Sarah. And no one could come up with it. A little confusion. It was a lot for Lauren Sarah. Sets a lot of confusion over on the Hawks end between her and Cassidy Simon. Again, that happened in the last set. And when that happened last time, the Otters went on a little bit of a streak. And the serve is from Uota from the Otters. And the kill shot comes off. Just is in there. It's a defensive point, actually, for the Hawks. It's 6-6. It's a tie game. Can't get any closer than this. We're tied. It's a great match we're having. Lauren Sarah ready for the serve. Bounces the ball just a tad bit. Precision over the net into Uota. To the Otters. That goes to Jenna Tobin with a long kill. Otters get the lead. It's 7-6. Otters.
Tobin's heating up for the Otters at the right time.
Well, she is. And Kaylee Holmberg with the serve for the Otters. As Ayanna Barham with a kill shot, but that's out. It is 8-6 Otters. What a match. Back and forth this whole time. We cannot see clearly who's going to win. It's so close. And the serve is off from the Otters. A little fumbling around in the Hawks territory. And there's a timeout called by the Hawks. What a great match so far. It's led by the Otters. It's 9-6 Otters. We'll be right back. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Otters are up 9-6, and the serve is off from Kaylee Holmberg. Over to the Hawks as Lauren Sarah with the kill. It's blocked. A block from, that looks like, Lily Tuvalala. And it's 9-7 Hawks. That's what the Hawks needed after this timeout. We're back, and it's great. Camille Rivers. Yes, it is Camille Rivers with the serve, a nice long serve. Just dinked over. It looked like a little bit of a fake out, like it was going to be a set, but she played it perfectly. Sophia Torres faking out the Hawks, dunks on them. It's 10-7 Otters. That's a serve from Lauren Reeves. And a kill shot that's deflected by Sierra Allen. The kill shot comes off from the Otters. Jenna Tobin saved by the Otters. Mahonberg, kill shot over to Cassidy Simon. To Barham with the kill shot. It's blocked but deflected. That is a point for the Hawks. It's 10-8 Hawks. What a great match so far. Holy Names with the serve. Ayanna Barham. Been an essential force for this team. Barham, a freshman with the serve. What a terrific and absolutely powerful kill by Jenna Tobin. She's a senior out of Modesto, California, 5'11", and Monterey Bay gets the serve. That serve is brought to you by Sophia Torres, and it's a service error. Point for the Hawks, it's 11-9 Otters.
It looks like the Otters' typical starting setter is out injured.
That is very important. Could be affecting them in this match, definitely in the set. Bocage with a classic spin, gearing up for the serve. The serve makes it over to the Otters, set. Jenna Tobin with a spectacular Tobin. Not letting the Hawks back in this. It's 12-9. Otters, a battle of air and sea between the Otters and the Hawks. So close. Jenna Tobin gearing up for the serve. The serve's off. It's a service error. It's 12-9. 12-10. Holy Names is trailing the Monterey Bay Otters. Looks like it's Jasmine Young gearing up for the serve. Sub in. Camille Rivers out. Lily Tuvalala in. Tuvalala is a senior, 5'11 for San Mateo, California. The serve is sent over to the Otters. Cassidy Simon with a good dig. Bocage with the kill, but it's saved by Jenna Tobin, but that's out. The point goes to the Hawks. It is 12-11 Otters. The Hawks are inching back in this, really giving them a chance to shine, get so close, some chance from the Otters. And the serve is off from the Hawks. That's Jasmine Young with the serve. Gearing up Holmberg for the kill. She gets the kill. It's 13-11, Otters.
This is probably the closest game we've seen all day today.
Definitely the closest. An electric atmosphere from the Otters. And Hawks, with depleted forces on their last match of the night, are putting up a great fight. The serve is off from Chavez. Looks like that's Jasmine Yun to Laura Sarin. Sarah with the kill shot deflected back over to the Hawks. Lauren Sarah gearing up for another kill shot. It's out! And the Otters are at 14. Hawks 11. Otters are leading. It's set and match point for
the Otters. The serve is going to go to Chavez. Sam Chavez over to Lauren Serra. Back to Lauren Serra, to Chavez, to Jenna Tobin, to Hontberg. Blocked by, it looks, the Hawks. Deflected off of the Hawks. A point for the Otters. They win this match 15-11. A great fight. And the Otters win. This is Penguin Radio. Radio.Dominican.edu, live from Dominican University of California. We'll be right back with the Penguins facing off against Cal State Stanislaw. We'll be right back.
At 8.
At 8. Thank you. 8 o'clock. Don't be late.